Welcome to DRN One Life radio station for the Tracy Lee Cook Health and Wellness Show, Australia's number one indie radio station, coming to you from Perth, Western Australia. Download the DRN One app for all of the indie music, special guests, competitions, podcasts, and show links. Soon available on Apple TV. We love to hear your feedback, so make sure you subscribe and share so we can do more of what you ask for. Now, in today's show, we have a very special guest from the Cayman Islands. Let me just tell you a little bit about her before I bring her onto the show. She is an international fitness presenter, master trainer for over 20 years. She is constantly in demand. She is an entrepreneur, inspiring people everywhere. She is on fire and she presents innovative workshops, energetic classes to fitness professionals worldwide. And to add to her list of accomplishments, she has choreographed and starred in many fitness workout videos, and she has served in the development of the SPRI Aquatic Team and the SPRI Aquatic Resistance Program. She is a creator of children's swim programs called Aqua Kids in 2000. And Laura Ribbons, thank you very much for being on the Tracy Lee Cook Health and Wellness Show. You are an amazing superstar.
What an honor to be here, Tracy. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Now, the topic of today that is really, really important, and Laura is going to share so many golden nuggets, so get your pen and paper out, because we're going to be talking about how gut health equals success. Laura, please share all of your wisdom around gut health with us. We're dying to know what it is.
Well, Tracy, what's so amazing is talk about perfect timing. You know, people all over the world, not just in one location, but for the first time in my whole life, this is a situation globally where people are starting to pay attention, either because they have to, forced to, or they're getting ahead of the game and saying, I better start paying attention to what's happening from me inside, because the outside is going to reflect that. And you know what? Our immune system, a lot of people didn't know what immune system was. They didn't understand the battleground that was happening. And I hate to just say it out there, but from our mouth to our anus, that whole entire journey is our, you could call our gut, but in theory, that's your whole brain to gut. Brain, your gut is not your stomach. You know, how many times even teaching fitness, I talk about, okay, holding your gut is not our gut. Our gut is that intestinal area. And there's so much that happens. And to realize that how everything's so connected, when you start diving, just start, open the book of gut biome, or, you know, what is your gut? You start, open the first chapter, and you're like, oh my gosh, nerve endings down in my intestines, over 100 million of them. And these nerve endings talk to my brain. And now I understand that maybe I have a gut feeling. My mother's always said, Laura, go with your gut, go with your gut. And it's so true. And as I've dealt with family members dealing with some anxiety and to the point where they can't even get on an airplane, you know, it's so easy to put a lot of topics, Tracy, by the way, a lot of feelings under that one hat of anxiety. So let's just think of it as very broadly, but anxiety, depression, never having enough energy, not having enough sleep, not having enough, just not even be able to get any. No matter what you do, you can't go to sleep. You just don't feel right all the time. Somehow you have up days, down days. Back when we were kids, in my generation, now I don't do age, but in my generation, being a baby boomer, you know, we had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You know, we were fine. Our food was our energy. It wasn't our overconsumption. And back actually in the 50s, one cup of spinach was a superfood, had all the nutrients we need. And as of today, we're up to about 72 cups of spinach equal the same amount of nutrients. Now, That's pretty scary.
That is pretty scary. It's just food, the way it's growing. Yeah, it's changed.
So our soil, and this is globally, so our soil, GMO, I was studying apples yesterday on apple labels on a clubhouse. I was looking up some stuff. Natalie, we were talking about organic. Someone in Australia actually was talking about the prices of food. Now that's another whole thing, Tracy. When we talk about how to have gut health for success, how do you do that on a low budget? So, because that's a serious thing. This woman, Danielle, amazing lady, she has 6 kids. And how can she keep all those kids eating tons of fruit and veg and everything without, you know, dying financially? So we were talking about labels, and just by knowing what to look for in the label of an apple, you know if it's been GMO, genetically modified, if it's been sprayed with pesticides, or if it's organic. Those are the 3 main ones. And I was thinking, okay, if you can't pay for the organic, because don't forget, people with organic had to pay for that name organic. Like I deal with many other products that aren't labeled organic, but you could tick all the boxes. They make sure they are organic, but they don't pay to be called organic because otherwise it would cost you too much money. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, which would you prefer? The organic apple, but you can't afford it. So what's next, GMO or pesticide? Well, personally, I'd probably get the pesticide and just scrub the daylights out of the skin. And I know there's all sorts of methods of putting in vinegar and whatever. So as you start to look at foods, you know, and as I was talking to Danielle, I was like, oh my gosh, as I have tons of information on gut, you have to also make sure you're giving people options that are going to cost them only a few pennies a day, not tons. And the other element is time. So I bring these 2 things to the table before even talking about gut health, because pretty much the industry sets us up for not being able to shop properly. You know, there are a lot of companies making a lot of money on food that doesn't serve us well because they know we don't have time. You know, am I going to buy an economy bag of chips because it's easy and convenient to put in my kids' lunch? Or am I buying for the same amount of money a bunch of apples? Mm-hmm. So we have those barriers, but if people can push the barrier apart for a minute and say, okay, what about me? What about my family? What about this generation that I'm raising right now? My son's 24, but and his gut reflects everything. It's so interesting as he goes through his life. I'm like, oh my gosh, check your gut. So doing a lot with gut health, I think this good balance of bacteria in our stuff, in our gut area, your intestines, is so important. And to know that bacteria is colonizing in our gut biome, and there's positive, negative impact. So you have it's going to positively and negatively infect your digestive system, your immune system, your skin, your brain. And that leads right into mental wellness, which, you know, that arena alone, if we can just have our bodies functioning on a healthier level, we might be thinking and performing on a healthier mental mindset. And then of course that's our success, right? If we can.
Definitely. Well, 70% of our immunity is held in our gut, isn't it?
It is. It's crazy. Mm. And I think the prebiotics, it's really easy to understand the prebiotics feed the probiotics, but for those who are busy moms or busy parents, or even an older generation, that's spending a lot of time at home, and people that just happen to be spending a lot of time at home. How can we make it easy for them? How can they look at what's on their dinner table and what they're shopping for to make it a balance? And knowing that there's these 100 million nerve endings in your gut. So just think below your stomach, in your intestines, you know, reading nonstop is not going to be an easy shift. Gut change. I think people, when they go on a mission, they have to say, okay, the next 30 days, maybe 6 weeks, but the next 30 days, let me just do one step and don't kill ourselves. Just one simple step a day. And as I looked up today, you know, I was like, okay, how, you know, I got to check myself. Am I eating both probiotic and prebiotic foods? And you're looking at high fiber foods. Like, I'm Tracy, I don't know about you, but do you have a variety? And that's another key. You need a variety. I think it's great. Your child might eat asparagus, but not broccoli and everything else. Well, I don't know about you. When I grew up, I didn't have a trace of what I was eating. Here's dinner. Eat it.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Times have changed. Parents are asking their kids what they want now with it. And they're not using a choice. They're asking a yes, no question. And that's, I stay away from any yes, no questions. But having a variety, you know, variety of fruit and vegetables, high fiber foods, asparagus, bananas, berries, beans, peas, legumes. Now, fermented and pickled foods, I do have pickles in my fridge and I eat them once in a while. I'm not a milk dairy person, but then I have to ask myself, okay, well, why not get a different type of yogurt not made from milk per dairy per se? Maybe it's made from goat's milk. Now they have almond milk yogurt, coconut milk yogurt. You know, if that's going to have cultures in it and that's going to help balance me, that goes right on my shopping list. Different kind of sauerkraut, you know, your kefir, different kinds of fermented, maybe like drinking kombucha, garlic, onions, just to put them in your dinner a couple times a week. Whole grains, barley, brown rice, quinoa, oats. There are a variety of things that we just have to put them on our plate. Now, other ways for us to be successful and having good health, gut health, and this is so easy to say, but so difficult to do. Three things: cut down on stress, exercising, getting enough sleep. Those are probably the three hardest hurdles for people. Getting enough sleep. I mean, they probably waste more energy worrying about not getting enough sleep rather than just simple things. If you drink alcohol and you enjoy wine at night, make sure there's a 2-hour window between a glass of wine and you going to bed. If not, you might as well be losing 1 or 2 hours of sleep. Drinking tons of water. How much is too much water? Do you realize the average American, I just Googled this yesterday, drinks, okay, let me backtrack. Your body needs 2 liters of water a day to function, including your gut. So that's just a function. So let's just say 3 liters a day to be healthy on your health journey, to be metabolizing, to maybe feel, to flush out toxins and so forth. So let's just say 3 liters. Well, I believe a gallon is 3.5 liters. I'm not sure about that, but I think it's a gallon is 3.5 liters. So let's just say, Tracy, every day I want you drinking almost a gallon. Mm. There's 365 days a year. The average person in America drinks 30 gallons a year.
Wow.
So that means the average American is totally dehydrated, gut's not working well, brain's not working well, body's not functioning, they're not getting enough sleep, they probably can't exercise to their fullest potential. So let's just say a majority, let's 51%, let's just go with 51% of Americans, because that would be majority. Of the ones that they measured, now you know the health status of America. So I would love to look at what they say about Australia, but rather than look at a population and think, oh my gosh, we have to fix our whole country, for all the people that are taking time to care about their health and listen to One Life, oh my gosh, what a gift that is, that this One Life can bring important information. And if we just one golden nugget alone of trying to get at least 2.5 liters a day. And that's, you know, if you just buy one of those 1.5 liter bottles, I find most of my clients do well if they drink one by 10 in the morning, one by 2, and then try and work on another one by the time they go to bed. You will pee a lot for the first 8 days because your body's like, holy moly, what are you doing to me? You know, I've got to get rid of some of this, and they don't know what to do. But as your muscles, which are at least 70% water, as everything starts to function and work properly, your brain, your memory comes back tenfold. I mean, you become a hydrated working individual, and your gut will work better. So the water is very crucial. And hopefully this is making sense and resonating with a few people.
It definitely would, because a healthy gut is definitely a healthy brain. And I think I did read somewhere as well that 90% of serotonin, which is our mood stabilizer, is made in your digestive tract as well.
And I went to a health store the other day and I said, it was looking for serotonin as well as other things, and said, you know, can you, you know, do you have any? And they're like, no, you do. You know, you're in charge of that. And oh my gosh. And with, I just, Tracy, you know, I was looking at, you know, what does your gut brain, your gut's brain control, and knowing that the brain in your gut sends messages to your other brain in your head. You know, when all these diets that are out there, they're never about your vital organs. Mm. And they're never about, you know, the vital organ diet, how to have a healthy gut and healthy liver and healthy whatever. And irritable bowel syndrome is such a serious situation for many people. And basically, this is how I look at it. Your gut is either writing you a love note and a love story, or it's a horror movie. And yep. For those people dealing with IBS, it's a horror movie. So to make it a love story, what can you do to make your gut be delivering you a love story? And it's just taking care of it with simple things, eating some good, a variety of high fiber foods, like we mentioned, fruit and vegetables, getting some of those fermented bits in. You can get supplements, but everyone should always remember, here's the other thing I'm so excited about. Yes, we know foods change, but so has in biology. They're realizing that our bodies are changing so much that these scientists out there are coming up because funding's being made available. People now aren't, you know, trick. Everyone wanted to know how the vaccine came out so quickly. That's because so many people invested so quickly so we could hurry up and get it done. And same thing with helping people's health. The science out there right now, the biology is changing. So we are able to get some amazing things, as you and I both know, with supplements, but, and they're all researched, but everyone should know to always check with their naturopath, with a herbalist, whoever their go-to is, to just double check and give yourself a gut check. We personally have a gut check we send people free. And it basically, all you know what it does, Tracy? It asks them questions. But by asking specific questions and you write down the answer, there's your story. You either have a love story or a horror movie going on. And then now you want to get out of the cinema and find the love story. What simple steps can you take? And sometimes it might be a supplement, but you've just got to check it over, check it with your doctor, because I'm not a doctor. But the biology of wellness is changing. That we're so lucky. It's out there for everybody. And affordable. So even if you're shopping on a real tight budget, maybe like Sunday night, you plan whatever your meal plan day is, send it, you know, people are like, you know, asparagus is a good high fiber food. We know broccoli is. There's nothing wrong with chopping up broccoli and putting it in macaroni and cheese. And then you put a small portion on your kid's plate and you say, this is, yes, you're eating this. I don't like broccoli. Well, you know what? Open your mouth. How fast can you chew it? Swallow it. And let's just get it into your body if that's how you're choosing it. My girl, the girl that's from Australia, actually, Hawaii, what she does with her kids is a great tip. She always has fruit. She's very strict with her kids, but she has six of them. So there's always fruit and veg available. They can eat that anytime they want. But I learned this yesterday and I thought this is great. If you cannot open a cupboard without permission. So anything in the cupboard is stuff that obviously processed might not serve you well, but it might be a treat. Nowadays, of course, we even have to worry about what's in cans because of resins. Mm-hmm. Make sure the cans are BPA free. There's a lot of things we have to worry about. So this cupboard idea, you know, you can't open a cupboard without money, without permission, but this bowl on the table, the bottom drawer in the fridge, and just being that little bit more organized with our kids. I'm finding even with the 24-year-old, so crucial to have everything readily available mm-hmm. and easy to use. So with food changing, with our, like we talked about with the spinach, with economy and cost of foods, everything in Cayman Islands is shipped in. So I had to really have the mental mindset to go with a list and do not look at the price and keep my list very minimal. How can we eat? And I also don't buy more than a few days because real food goes bad quickly. I don't know if that happens with you, but it does, if you're buying definitely. Real big veggies, they're going to go bad in 3 days.
I think I go shopping every 2 or 3 days and just get fresh fruit and veggies. Otherwise, you put it on the counter, put it in the fridge, and good food spoils.
And you know what? When everything's vine ripened and it's picked on time, which you're so lucky to be in a country where you have all these gorgeous farms, when it's picked, when it's ripe at its highest nutrient level. So now you pick cucumbers at the highest nutrient level. The highest nutrient level lasts for 24 to 48 hours. So for me, unless I'm growing it on my, you know, the tower that I have inside that grows all the fruit and veg, unless I grow it on that, like I have spinach on that and people are like, oh my God, that doesn't taste like what I get in the store. I'm like, yeah, you're darn right. So we just have to be aware. And I've got people in their 80s that come to work out in the water fitness and they look at me and they go, Laura, I'm still eating the same thing I used to eat 50 years ago. And I said, that's very, very cool. But the problem is your portions of what you had then, you now need 7 to 11 portions of fruit and veg every day, not 5. Because there's no nutrient, you're not getting the nutrients. And that roller coasters into them suddenly having gut issues at an older age because they're just not getting, you know, the two brains aren't talking to each other. The head and the gut aren't talking in a love story.
Well, our soils have changed, the way it's processed, the way it's packaged. The chemicals, the pesticides. So I really like the example that you used around the spinach, you know, the spinach and things like that. That used to be really good for you. It used to taste so different. Even when I was growing up, spinach tasted so different. And that's probably what your friends are saying when you're growing it on your tower, your food tower, and you're picking it fresh and it's freshly growing, if it's tasting different, that's probably a good thing because it's fresh. We're not used to that fresh taste anymore, are we?
No, and it's a little bit frightening. And a lot of our hydration comes from foods. There's a lot of foods like, you know, watermelon has tons. But I think like everything else, Tracy, one way for someone to say, okay, what's my first step? First step is just to sit back and besides, I know you think the same thing, besides waking up every day and saying 3 things you're grateful for, which shifts your energy big time. Grateful for the fact that you're even recognizing you have to make a change. So you have this love story between your brain, you know, for the whole gut system. Is then just say, okay, how much, let me recognize, not beat myself up. How much sugar am I having in my diet? My daily intake. Am I having wine every night? Sugar. Am I putting sugar in my coffee? It's only a little bit. Sugar. Am I, you know, but if you're going to have sugar, have real sugar and get proper sugar. And on a side note, because I'm worried about, I'm taking care of myself and I'm very physically fit, but I'm also looking back at my history and going, and I'll just admit it, take my clothes off and tell you, right now, I drank a lot of Diet Coke. So aspartame is in my body. My body is not going to get rid of it. Aspartame has a direct link to Alzheimer's and dementia. So I have to be super vigilant on every step forward right now to make sure no aspartame gets in my body. focus on how to detoxify my body. And that's going to be my gut. My gut, if my gut is clean, it's going to help heal my body. Between my brain and my gut, you can heal your body of anything. I hate to say it, you can. And your mindset can do it. So I figure if I'm gifting myself, I have a glass of wine once in a while, at least once or twice a week. But I'm also not a sugar person, you know? And I'm now, if I want sugar or I'm buying something with sugar in it, I'm going to make sure it's real sugar. Because at least and cane sugar, my body can break that down. But the chemicals that we're producing, because the United States a long time ago figured out that it's cheaper to make foods with fake sugar. So we'll make our own rather than buy cane sugar. I mean, in South America, where they have cane sugar, very few kids have diabetes. In the United States, kids are diabetic from the age of 3. Mm. So it's all a big mess. Mm. And I think the one place to start is our gut, because our gut, our health is our wealth. And our gut, to be successful in who we, for our longevity, for our attitude, for our loving on people, for being the best version of ourselves, to be able to not wake up and be angry, but to be open to communication, to see who you can help. I mean, what a great gift if each person can just make one small step. And the one small step, I think, is number one, recognizing, and just make one small change. It's okay if you have sugar in your coffee. Just maybe buy real cane sugar. It's maybe that's your one little expense you're going to change. Maybe, you know, you just start looking at your diet. And once you start recognizing, yes, the first couple days are going to be hard. I don't drink coffee. And you do, right?
Oh, I love my coffee.
I love the smell. And I love the smell, especially if coffee, you know, it has collagen or something in it. It's a perk. I love the smell of coffee. But I also know that my clients, when they give up coffee for 3 days, not that, you know, this is not a discussion about caffeine because there are serious pros and cons. But when they give it up, it can be a horrible journey, headaches, blah, blah, blah. So your gut, if you've been feeding your gut trash and you suddenly start going on a health journey, just acknowledge, you know what, the next 5 days, I might be a little biatch and, you know, be a little bit frustrated and a little bit, you know, tell your family, let people around you know what, I'm changing my journey. You don't have to join me. I'm just going to take care of me for the next 5 days and then the next 7 days and then the next 8 days. And you know what, I actually feel good. You know, going to the bathroom has changed. My skin is changing. I don't know. I wake up happy. I have energy. And you start celebrating each little teeny step. And oh my gosh, our health is our wealth.
Definitely. And it's just having that real awareness around it as well. Like if you have to take progressive photos and going back to what you said about water as well, Laura, because it's just amazing the amount of water. So what I actually do, because sometimes we get busy with our day, right? We get busy with kids and work and whatever. Life, we get busy with life. I actually set a notification on my phone to just ding every half an hour and I just take a few sips. And it is amazing how much when I get up, I have lemon water, a big glass of lemon water. And before I go to bed, I have lemon water as well. And that's just a habit that took me about 4 or 5 weeks to get in the habit of doing that. And it did, it stopped kind of like the brain fog and things like that. But even just our phones are with us all the time. We're going to set a notification and it will tell us to drink water. We've got Apple Watches, you know, and things like that, smart watches. Set a notification on your watch just to say, you know, it tells us to breathe. It tells us how many steps we've taken. You know, why not tell us to drink water if we're busy with life and we forget? Because sometimes we start the day with all these best intentions, right? Today I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And then it gets to 2 o'clock and you're like, well, the day's nearly over now, you know, and then the sugar levels drop and things like that. So if you start the day to set yourself up for success and put all these things that are in place, then there's only good that can come out of that. And you don't have to do, and I'm so glad you mentioned that, you don't have to do everything at once. It's, you know, the compound effect, small little daily consistent actions will lead to bigger things. And before you know it, it's 8 weeks later and you're like, oh yeah, I don't take sugar in my coffee anymore. Like, you know what I mean? It just happens to you and then you can't go back. You just can't go back because you've seen the benefits.
I know, and we're amazing machines. And a lot of people, and I'm sure you and I have experienced it, you know, we wake up days and we sort of take ourselves for granted. Over the last year, I think the awareness of people's health, feeling like, oh my goodness, I'm so blessed for my immune system, to understand that we're just in a different space. Mm-hmm. And we're not going back to the other space. The recognition of what's out there propaganda wise, what's out there to get money in people's pockets with food, advertisement, so important. And a couple things I want to mention about water. Once again, coincidentally talking about it yesterday, lemon water, lemon is so good for you in your water because lemon goes into your system and pulls out toxins. So Tracy, I'm so pleased you're doing that. And it helps pull out toxins in your system. And then you pee them out. However, please notice anyone listening that Tracy said a glass of water. Unfortunately, we live with plastic bottles and you do need to make sure your bottles are BPA, B as in Bravo, P as in Peter, A as in Apple, free. So they don't have sealants and things in them. Because if you have lemon water in one of those, the lemon will pull the toxicity out of the plastic into the water and you'll be drinking that. Also, there's types of water. And I live in a community where, depending on what restaurant I'm going to, there's, you know, the average person is never going to go to that restaurant and order tap water. They're going to have the mineral water and blah, 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 which is great. However, recognize that mineral water doesn't have some of the minerals we need that are essential, that probably are in tap water. You do need to, just like food, you have to start looking at where your water's from. We have pipes that come from the ocean, or technically the sea, and we desalinate the water, but they're going to use some chemicals for that. So to make a long story short, we have purifiers on our sink. Because it's not just you taste the water and go, oh, this must be bad water. It's the long-term effect. And everything, unless they're, you know, a two-year-old is listening to this conversation, most of us are living with habits, a long-term effect of how we've lived before. So if we like to change, we have to go back the tiny steps, one thing at a time, start decluttering. I don't know about you, but decluttering is a hard thing anyhow. I've got so much stuff. But to declutter, we have to basically declutter our bodies and feel successful. And for heaven's sakes, celebrate each step. Be so proud. You know, like I did my lemon water this morning, just like Tracy said, and it was in a glass. And give yourself a round of applause. Maybe that's the first step. That'd be a great first step. Maybe, you know what? I had a pickle, I had some fermented food, I started to try and balance my diet with more fiber. And I think it's, you know, our body tells us, you've got your gut and your brain, it's going to tell you how you feel. You just got to listen and realize that if I'm waking up and I have, let's say, a severe case of diarrhea, rather than I'm sick, I've had to deal with an intestinal bug for the last couple of days and I just felt drained. I cannot tell you how many people told me to go to the doctor. And I thought, I respect doctors 100%. There's a time and a place. But I thought, Tracy, unless I'm really ill, I just have to sit back as a nutritional coach. What have I been eating? What have I been feeling? And I've been really questioning my direction, what I want to be doing. You know, where am I going for the next couple of years? What do I want to accomplish? And I'm dealing with that in my head. And my gut was telling me, to just stop, take a moment. It made me stop and take a moment and then just reassess. And then I realized, oh, I had cheese. I don't normally have cheese. And I ate it because I was, you know, anxious about something. So it all repercussions into it, my gut's going to tell me that, you know what, Laura, stop for a minute and look. And I think if we, and you haven't been walking like you normally do, and you, and walking helps move everything through our system. So our bodies are very smart. And if we can celebrate one small step to healthier gut every day, oh my gosh, that alone isn't a gift. And you know what? Go in the bathroom. If you feel self-conscious, go in the bathroom, close the door and go, woohoo! You know, I had my lemon water.
That's it. I've been trying a few different fruit infused waters too. So like some blueberries in some water because they're an anti-inflammatory and different things like that, you know, a bit of cucumber and things like that. So if you don't like the taste of just water, put a bit of anti-inflammatory fruit in there and, you know, make it a bit of fun. And the kids love it. The grandkids love it as well. So what kind of message, especially as a nutritional coach, Laura, would you like to leave our One Life audience on today?
I think my one message is knowing good gut health and knowing your health is your wealth is for everyone to put on the pause button, not because you have to, like we've experienced, and not the big capital letter pause, maybe small letter pause. Just put on the pause button every morning. Be grateful for three things, because that changes your energy and your mindset. You have to write it down or it doesn't count. And then just look at one small change. And recognize, if you can recognize one thing, then just maybe one small change towards that. There, I give people so much credit for just getting through 2020, 2021 with their families, with themselves, whether it was any state that they were in, with financial situations. I mean, there are so many hands reaching out right now for help. And I think we need to help ourselves first before we can help others. And if we're recognize every day that our gut is our health and our gut health is our success, that's the golden nugget.
Sure is. It sure is. Powerful words from the world famous Laura Ribbons, nutritional coach in the Cayman Islands. We'll be sharing how to actually contact Laura if you want more information about gut health as well. So thank you so much, Laura, for adding value to our DRN One Life radio audience today by sharing your valuable information and insights. We'll be sharing how to connect with Laura Ribbons. And if you have enjoyed today's topic and special guest and you want to see more, make sure you download our DRN1 app, subscribe, share, and give us some feedback so we can give you more of what you ask for. Have an awesome day. Thank you very much, Laura.
Thank you, Tracy. What a treat.
And until next week's show, I want to leave you with a message as well. Remember to figure out who you are. Do it on purpose. It is goodbye from the Tracy Lee Cook Health and Wellness Show, DRN One Life Radio, your number one Australian indie radio station.